The time, can't rule out a thunderstorm. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Mid-70s for a high and a risk of more showers Thursday and Friday. Here we go again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in the case. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November 2018, and now her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. LaCure Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance? C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
My Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out, right? 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you pick out from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And we do that drawing Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. Lee was our winner last week, but Lee called in, right?
He did.
We got it to him. And so we're hoping to hear from Lee and what a wonderful gift that was. The best gift in the River Region. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm fixing to board up all my windows. I'm hoarding a bunch of food and stuff, and I'm not coming back out till 2021.
You're going to hunker down, as they say?
It's the end of the world. Armageddon.
You would think that if you watched the news.
I'm just so sick of this. You know, this plunge in the stock market, I believe, is mostly caused by the price of oil. I think they're combining it to make it worse, look worse. But the problem we have today, Dan, is these 24-hour news cycle channels we have on TV now, they have to do something 24 hours a day, and they just put this, it just, even Fox has gotten, is getting into this thing now big time, you know, as far as the negative stuff. And it's just, I'm just tired of it. I'm going to start just watching Gunsmoke reruns. I mean, I'm at least I know who's going to win, you know, Matt Fuller's going to win. But seriously, Dan, you know, they had Dr. Oz on Fox here. Coronavirus survival tips. I mean, it's 55 people have died in the United States, Dan. How many people you think died this week in automobile accidents in the United States?
Or the flu.
Yeah. I mean, it's and it's feeding on itself, Dan. And so you can't stop it. It's worse than the virus. It's the news cycle virus. It's just, I was talking to Joey this morning. It's like this, you know, back when the oil was leaking in the Gulf, and every 15 minutes they told you how many barrels of oil had come up, and it, and golly, you just wanted to take your TV and throw it out in the street.
And you did, you know? Too, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, I did throw mine away a couple weeks ago. But because it broke. But the you know, you understand what I'm saying, Dan. I'm just, man, talk about news fatigue.
Well, they really are. They're overdoing this, and it's, if they would listen to their, they go, and Trump isn't listening to the professionals. Well, if they listen to the professionals, what's going to happen? As I reported last week, once you get the testing done, you're going to find a whole bunch of people are going to test positive for coronavirus. And there are going to be a whole bunch of people who are going to have coronavirus that don't have any symptoms, but they're going to pass that on. And that's the biggest problem, is that you're going to have, you know, somebody who's got corona and they're going to be asymptomatic, they're going to be in their 20s, 30s, and then they're going to be around, say, their grandparents. And they may get them sick.
Yeah. But it's just, I mean, are you getting the fatigue?
Oh, yeah. No, let me tell you, it's hard to do this show with the cut-arounds of corona. I mean, I always do something on corona, but it just is getting impossible to try to get this stuff done.
What's getting worse is the coverage of it, not the virus. It's the coverage. It's just everybody's trying to one up somebody. And then another bad part is the left wing media. They're using this thing to attack Trump. So it's just feeding on itself there, and it's just, God. You know, I just pulled up a thing here, Dan. They project in 2020. So far, with the people that have cancer in the United States, 1,600 people are dying every day from cancer.
Okay.
1,600 people die a day from cancer in this country, and we've got 55 people that have died since this thing here, and most of those, Dan, were elderly people or had health problems that were going to kill them anyways. I mean.
They're overdoing it because they don't separate the people who are big time at risk and the general population. And if they would listen to people like Azar and some of these doctors that really know what they're talking about, they've told them that. They've told them that time and time again.
You know, I mean, here's Fox showing the cruise ship coming in here. Like, oh my gosh, there's a cruise ship. And there's some sick people on it. You know.
Yeah, they need to be running the, flying the Black Plague flag.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going to enjoy the gas prices, though. I'll tell you that. That's going to get that. We might be under a dollar per gallon of gas here if this thing
keeps going. Oh, absolutely. If we're where we are now and down 30%, it's going to take a little while to get into the system. But, yeah, this is going to greatly improve gas prices. And here's the thought, is that what people are doing is they're saying, well, if gas is going down, they must be expecting a slowdown in the economy. No, Saudi Arabia is trying to put some people out of business is basically what's happening.
I'm glad you're correcting me because I thought it was just a slowdown in demand with less travel and airlines. But no, the fact that OPEC cut it, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a big drop.
You know, it'll be good, though, Dan, with this price dropping on fuel. And that's not just what you pay, you know, to put in your car. This is what people are using to do business stuff. So it's going to actually help the economy. So, you know, that as far as that goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me tell you, there's some guy at Delta Airlines who does the futures fuel purchase, and he's sitting there looking with his abacus and going, okay, well, for 2021, we're going to go ahead and buy it on the spot market now with this drop and pick it up then when all this crap is over with.
Yeah, and then look at all the truck lines. Man, they're saving on diesel. Man, this is really going to help them out, man. The cost of transport product now is going to drop, and what they, you know, it's actually it's going to help in a lot of ways. But I just hope they come up with something here pretty quick. They're going to get a vaccine, and then they're going to start doing that. And it might take a little bit, but next year at this time, this will all be over with, and then they're going to have to come up with something else. You know, I'm getting burned out.
This time next year, the election would have happened, so it will. You know, when I'm reading about them, because I pay a lot of attention to the CDC and some of these press conferences, is that what we're going to do is the question's not going to be how many people have got coronavirus, is how many people are in ICU and at highly at risk, and what is that number? And when that number hits its critical mass and starts shrinking, then we're going to be in good shape.
I don't think it's going to affect the elections or anything.
It will if the stock market is not doing well.
Yeah. Well, this thing that happened today was, it never goes up as fast as it drops, but it will recover. I don't know. This thing today, like I said, I think most of it was from the price of oil. They've known about this coronavirus thing. I mean, it's been going on here now, and it has affected it. But this today, the oil thing is what really did it. I'm not an expert on that.
Yeah, that's OPEC, though, did that on purpose. I mean, and they know that. So the problem is when you look at big companies like Disney and Apple and some of these big major star companies, you know, some of their biggest markets are China, and some of their biggest markets are convention business here in the U.S. And they're locking down. We had the caller that said he was going to go to Orlando for a convention in the healthcare industry, and they canceled it.
How far is it going to go, Dan? Are we going to cancel the Major League Baseball season, the NFL? Just cancel all this stuff? Well, we can't have people get anywhere. Just cancel everything.
Well, it's not. Yeah, they're not going to cancel it unless the public is starting to count. And that's what happened with South by Southwest, is you had a bunch of the public saying, we're not going to go. And so Facebook people like that.
55,000 people did a change.org petition to cancel it. But I don't think it's the organizer who canceled it. It was the mayor of Austin declared an emergency, and he pulled the plug on it.
Well, so many of the vendors were backing out of it, too.
Yeah.
This fear mongering they're doing here with all this stuff is just ridiculous, and I'm blaming for a lot of this problem. I'm blaming the media. You know, there's a difference between giving out the news to have people informed, but a lot of this is propaganda, and it's made to get people, you know, just overhyped on this thing and cause problems. That's why the most of them are doing, especially CNN and MSNBC. They're just loving it, and I'm just I'm sick of it. So, MeTV is where I'm going to park here for a while.
There you go.
If I need some news, I turn to your station for the truth.
Well, I appreciate that. Jimmy, well, have a good one, my friend.
Bye.
Let me go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan.
How are you?
I don't know how much I like you and Joey, but I got a complaint.
Uh-oh.
Got more wattage.
More wattage? I agree.
I mean, I went up to Lake Mitchell to get blown around today, and I'm having withdrawals. I've had to wait till I got all the way back to the interstate to get you guys.
Oh, no.
And I'm telling you, buddy, it's hard. I done got addicted to y'all.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah. It is good because I get the truth.
So you went up to Lake Mitchell today or yesterday?
Today.
Yeah, boy, why didn't you go yesterday? Yesterday was gorgeous.
Well, I had mama do's yesterday.
Ah.
You do what you can when you can and just enjoy it no matter what happens.
There you go.
But really, guys, I mean, y'all do too good a show. We need more wattage.
I like that. We may need to pass the hats and see if we can do that. Because Joey and I agree with you. My vision that would be, you know, talk radio network that was made up of 50,000, 100,000 watt stations, six of them, and cover the entire state.
Well, y'all need to cover the whole state.
I agree with that.
You guys have a wonderful day. Appreciate y'all, and I just missed you, all it is.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy. Scott, hang on for me. Going to be back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, bada bada bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Happening across the nation right now. ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. He expects to see a cannon shot across the bow of the cruise ship saying that they cannot enter here. You know, those cruise ships, I always feel like if everybody went to one side, it would just fall over.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And things would.
Massive vessel.
12 stories high?
Yeah.
Man. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott Simmons. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. Timely topic of the cruise ship. I've got kind of this coronavirus is affecting my family in positive and negative ways right now. It's kind of interesting. And I'm supposed to be going on a cruise in May to Alaska. And one of my suppliers is taking us, so it's not coming out of my pocket. But, you know, at this stage, I just can't imagine getting on that ship. I don't think I could do it.
So when is the cruise?
It's the first week of May.
Oh, wow.
Right? So it just feels like we haven't hit the halfway point yet, you know? It feels like we're still climbing with the coronavirus. So...
Well, hopefully it'll be all clear by then.
I hope so, but, you know, the good news is my supplier is paying for it. It's not good news, but it's not going to cost me personally.
So that's good.
My business supplier. But then on the other hand, with Aquapath and our products and our bacteria filters, our business has doubled in the last week.
Really?
So with people who use CPAPs. With Aqua, right. You know, they go to, and so that our we have like a bacteria filter. I'm out of them now. I've got a new supply coming this week, but there's a bacteria filter that they can put on their CPAP machine, and it's surprising how it turns dark gray and black within 1 week usually. That's after already going through all the other CPAP filters that are built into the machine. So, you know, it's just people are really concerned and their cleanliness is the issue, and I think even the CPAP water we're doing, the shelves are starting to get cleared in California and up north, and so they're ordering online a lot more. So,
is the water what it goes through, so it purifies it in the water?
No, but most people use humidification in their CPAP machine to dry out their nostrils and. Yeah. Humidification makes the CPAP work better for your body, and so that water has to be distilled. And people who use a gallon jug of distilled water, the second time they pour from it, it's not clean. So our water is becoming preferred because it's individual use bottles. So anyway, but we're just like I said, our business has doubled, and I think it's going to get even stronger. So we're shipping everything we can.
Do you think America is learning how to be cleaner now?
I think our business will stay bigger after this is over. I think the customer base will stick with us because it's cleaner. You know what I mean? So I think so. I think America's going to learn a lot through this.
That was something that my doctor friend who was on the CDC call said that this has been kind of a gigantic wake-up call to folks that you do need to be a little more preventative and be careful where, you know, who you're around type stuff. He said, you know, they had not at the time that I talked to him, but they were this week going to segregate their waiting room. So if you had flu-like symptoms, they were going to put you in another place.
You know, we had some special thermometers that read, you know, that you don't have to touch a person with that were in our inventory that we were selling.
Yeah, the forehead thermometer.
Yeah, we had an order from a YMCA. They bought every last one we had. They bought 15 of them.
Wow.
And so what that tells me is they're going to check everybody as they walk before they walk in the door to the Y. And that's not local. It was like in St. Louis or someplace. So, but it's we're aware of what's happening, And so, you know, I've already started accumulating water and toilet paper and stuff. You know, it's time to do it now. It's just because the crazies are going to get out there and overwhelm the system, you know, if it gets any worse. So
I better go stack up on more Corona and wine.
Corona and wine. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I, you know, steaks as well, man.
Absolutely. I've got steaks. I've got steaks.
Well, I'm going to fill the freezer with meat. That's for sure.
Scott, you have a great day, my friend.
Take care, guys.
Thanks. Okay, we've already hit the 20 after break, so let's go back to Robert Wolf here talking about predicts Biden as the nominee, and you got to agree with him.
Now, there seems to be a unification around Joe Biden, but Bernie supporters are looking at Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Bloomberg, now Kamala Harris, and the one progressive in Elizabeth Warren who could have endorsed Bernie didn't. Is there a you know the Democrat establishment. You're right there on the inside. Is there a concerted plan to push Bernie out?
No, I don't think it's concerted at all. I view it a little differently. They're all progressives. They're all for health care as a right, immigration reform, gun reform, and
so they're all Bernie.
And no, progressive. Then you have the populist side, which is Bernie, and the more moderate side, which has been Joe. The truth is, the silent majority, 65% of our party, which we just showed in the midterms, are what I would say progressive moderates. This is not surprising to me that they're coalescing around the person that they think is the best to be President Trump, and that's Joe Biden, why he'll be the nominee.
Okay, but what if Joe Biden is stumbling? What if Joe Biden is not getting big crowds? I mean, and will the media pick back up on this thing? I think some media will. I think the local media will. I think that, you know, I found that I couldn't do it on Super Tuesday because there are too many states, but when you go to Michigan TV, for example, right. Ann Arbor TV had the Bernie Sanders rally, and it was big.
Yeah.
It was very big. I was kind of surprised. I've done an event in Ann Arbor before. But, you know, you got Michigan, University of Michigan there, big community, but he had a nice crowd. It'll be interesting to see how the local media is playing this, particularly in Missouri. I think Missouri is going to be the big shocker for Bernie. I think that Missouri had a negative Hillary Clinton moment that pushed over to Bernie, which kind of saved him in there. But I think the other thing that's going to happen is these guys are not going to show up at the polls like they think they are. There is not, in my humble opinion, there's not the Big Mo that's helping the Democrats here. I think the excitement is on the Trump level. I think that the revenge is on the Democrat level. They want revenge for it. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we have so much more right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Dow continues to deflate in afternoon trading, but off its morning lows, where it was down some 2,000 points at one point. Wall Street getting off to a turbulent start with trading halted just minutes after the opening bell when the S&P 500 dropped 7%. That triggers that halt.
Essentially, it's to help liquidity in the market. The second level, which could be triggered at 2,585.96 points.
Fox's Christina Partsinevelis. A clash over oil production and coronavirus worries behind the turbulence. And it's been idling off the coast of California for days now. A cruise ship carrying 21 coronavirus patients on board, due in the port of Oakland shortly. The sick will be hospitalized.
The remaining passengers will be transported to several military bases for COVID-19 testing and a mandatory 14-day quarantine.
Fox's Claudia Cohen, America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this new week begins, we have more rain to look forward to again. Dry today, a warmer day becoming breezy, high temperature up to about 73. And then I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Mid-70s for a high and a risk of more showers Thursday and Friday. Here we go again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seen you looking so bad, my funky one.
The Dan Morris Show.
You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend.
Governor Kay Ivey has put together a corona task force.
Falls together again. When the demon is at your door. In the morning it won't be that.
I have a client that was the former head of the bacteria and pathology for the state of Alabama, former Coast Guard, Navy person's PhD doctor. This is right up his alley. They've taken him out of retirement to get involved in that. I had a discussion with him last night.
Yeah, I think folks should pinpoint it. I did earlier today go over what kills people, and the big one is heart disease. Then it's cancer, and then you get respiratory issues, and anybody...
Don't forget cars.
Oh, and accidents is up there, and then they separate out influenza, pneumonia, but I think that gets compounded because it could also be respiratory illnesses already. But accidents are always up there pretty high, and that's everything from car accidents to I trip and fell, you know, and hit something. So, you know, keep in perspective, if you're in that group that has respiratory illnesses and underlying problems, you should be, you know, taking plenty of precautions.
There you go. Heart disease, diabetes, pulmonary problems, yeah. That's where you need to watch out. And if you're just frail in general, that's, and the largest number of deaths happen at the nursing home.
Right.
When you look at the concentrated area. So we'll keep tabs on it here for you. Robert Wolf on the Biden gaffe machine and the Barack Obama endorsement?
You guys, we've chatted about this.
We strongly
believe that for quite some time, and it appears you may end up being right after Tuesday's vote if he takes a big lead. But we played him in the 9 o'clock hour, these clips of Joe Biden. You watch him speak. It's cringeworthy. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There's 9 months to go. He's going to have debates on stage with Bernie alone, potentially, and with President Trump. Do you feel confident?
I say it a little differently. I'm going to be self-deprecating on my own birthday. In college, we used to call them Wolfieisms. I used to put words together and have my own gaffes. I graduated Wharton. I ran the fourth largest bank in the country. I was Obama's economic advisor. People gaffe. When you're being watched 24/7, they're going to have gaffes. You
but
and I have gaffes.
This is more than gaffes.
I don't view it the way. Listen, I'm not here to hit President Trump, but I would take gaffes over lies all day.
And you're not going to agree on that. You are going to hear that
a lot from Democrats on how we view it.
Don't troll me, my Fox friends. Bernie wants Obama's. We'll leave it there. We know how we feel about that. Bernie wants Obama's endorsement. Where does he go?
Yeah. Listen, the president's not going to endorse President Obama. I don't want to disrespect President Trump. The president's not going to endorse anyone until there's a nominee. I would tell you that it's not surprising to me that Bernie put out a big ad using President Obama. I found it a bit disingenuous because the truth is he hasn't been that supportive of President Obama in many different avenues.
The gaffes over lies, that's definitely a talking point that was there. Something we're definitely going to hear because they've got to do something to kind of fix that. The one thing I could find on C-SPAN on Biden, he spoke for a total of 12 minutes. That was it. 12 minutes in the world of presidential primary elections? I mean, if Reagan spoke for 40 minutes, we were kind of, you know, 30 would be the shortest.
Right.
But 12? So how's he going to do in a 90-minute debate stage?
And this is a real, you've done campaigns, and I think they've gotten even faster pace since the 80s. I mean, you do have to wonder, a guy in Biden's condition, his state, at his age, how does the campaign trail affect him? That's not an easy schedule by any means.
No, it's not. You got to remember, I worked for the guy who was the oldest running president in history.
Right.
And on both his elections.
And
so
if Trump's reelected, he'll beat that. And if Biden's elected, he'll beat that.
Yeah, I mean, Ronald Reagan was like a spring chicken compared to some of these other folks out there. But that is, it's a grueling schedule. And I think that's part of what his problem is that it's too grueling. It just, I think he just tires out easily and guy has to go take nappy time, hence calling him Sleepy Joe. So now Frank Luntz had a very interesting interview this weekend. He's going to be talking about the negativity in the 2020 campaign.
A Fox News town hall with Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, a sympathetic Pennsylvania voter asked President Trump whether he could deliver his message without resorting to what the voter called insult politics.
And I think the way we unite is really through success. But when they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek. But I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
Joining us now from Los Angeles is Frank Luntz, the veteran pollster who has worked with many Republican candidates. And Frank, you often deal with anger in your focus groups. You often talk about the need for civility. The president obviously gets bashed and battered all the time. But what did you think of Trump's answer when asked why he engages in insulting opponents?
He's right politically, but he's not right in terms of the voters. One of the greatest challenges we have right now is that the candidates try very hard to come up with some powerful soundbite who can challenge each other more, who can create the most memorable line, who can make audience laugh at the opposition. They're all doing it. On Fox News last Tuesday, Neil Cavuto ran a 90-second video of all the candidates doing it. And it's a tragedy because I'll tell you, it's having an impact on the voters. This is how they treat each other in focus groups. It's how they treat each other in the general public. It's why we can't talk politics anymore. And it is a problem. Trump is correct. It is one of the reasons why he got elected, but it is having a negative impact on the electorate, and it's a tragedy.
What I love is, I'm running so we can be united and take the most dangerous man ever to be president out of office.
Right. Give me a break.
And they don't see those things in conflict with each other.
Well, politics, especially when you're vying for this powerful national government, inherently divisive. That's the nature of the game. That's how it is.
But the thing, I'm a uniter, not a divider, and we got to get rid of the most dangerous guy ever to be in the White House.
Especially to your point. I'm a uniter unlike those people.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Really? I mean, he's talking to half of America.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree. I don't think it's as much of a tragedy as Frank Luntz thinks.
Yeah, I think Frank Luntz is kind of a purist communicator type guy. And yeah. He did not get the Trump change of doing business. He was trying to do it the old way, and Trump basically remade the wheel. So Frank Luntz on media coverage of 2020.
Well, let's turn to the Democrats. Joe Biden dissed and denigrated by the press all year. Some were performing last rites for him after those early losses. Roars back in Super Tuesday. What do you think of the way media covered him, and particularly the way in which they wrote these premature obituaries?
Well, the first problem is the polling that the press did not pick up, because it started with South Carolina and continued for the next 96 hours. Michael Bloomberg was collapsing because he performed so badly in the debate that his advertising was not having the impact that he had, and the polling didn't pick it up. Similarly, Elizabeth Warren has been collapsing for the last month. But if you don't poll right up to the end, the press is reporting old numbers. The numbers are not correct, and they did not pick up the shift.
So is the problem with the polls themselves, the fact that the polling didn't continue up until the night before the election, or were things just moving too quickly because it was only from Saturday in South Carolina to Tuesday that Biden's winning the 10 states? Is it hard for polls to keep up?
Well, but they weren't doing any polling on Sunday and Monday or Tuesday. And the voters were changing their mind in the last 96 hours, but nobody's showing it. One of the problems is that they're talking only to the pundits and not to the voters themselves. Fox is about to do a town hall, but the fact is most of these town halls are staged, are scripted. Yes, voters get a chance to ask a question, but we don't hear the give and take going back and forth. And I want to emphasize also the problem with the debates. How do you answer a question on China, on Russia, on this pandemic in 75 seconds? It's impossible. The first 30 seconds of the Democrats are spent on bashing Trump, and that leaves them 45 seconds to talk about their own positions. It is foolish, and it's cheap. It encourages sound bites, and once again, it's contributing to this horrible culture and one of the reasons why voters are yelling at each other.
I think he's spot on with that, and I think that's part of the Democrats' problem, is that they're not getting into substance. When Bernie and Elizabeth Warren were kind of saying some of their stuff, people kind of challenged them on it. Elizabeth showed her cards, and that's what wasted her when she got down to the fact. I think Joe Biden's got a lot of explaining to do. When we get into Ron Johnson doing an investigation, and I've got some information about Lindsey Graham and such, getting back into the Hunter Biden deal, and the former Mike Bloomberg guy said, mm-hmm. basically, you go after Hunter Biden, we're going to go after the Trump kids. Like, he thinks he's got a case with that. And did you see Don Jr. Challenge him to a debate?
Yes.
So that was really, really good. Very vintage Trump. Okay, Frank Luntz on treatment of Bernie by the press.
I also happen to believe that Bernie Sanders was underestimated by the press, who I think thought, well, he's never going to win the nomination. Suddenly he was a real threat to win the nomination, and the press became more sympathetic to Biden. You at one point predicted that Sanders would be the likely nominee. Do you think the media has treated him fairly?
I think the media has been tough on him, but let me take that back. I think the media has been tough in labeling him, but they've not been tough on his policies, particularly Medicare for All. That was his legislation that Elizabeth Warren tried to defend, and defended it unsuccessfully, and he's not been pushed on his numbers. But in the end, one of the challenges for Sanders is that he's in the mainstream of the Democratic Party, but not in the mainstream of America overall. And Joe Biden is much closer to the center of America than Bernie Sanders is. Remember, the Democrats are voting for their candidates, and we forget, and I'm going to get yelled at and emails to Fox News. The Democratic Party is to the left of America overall. Bernie Sanders is not that far from the center of the Democratic Party, but he is very far from the center of America.
Bingo. And I think that's what the problem is. When you look at those states, and Iowa and New Hampshire, we kind of went back and looked at some of the numbers. And here Pete Buttigieg comes in second place, tied basically for first, and then came in a close second in New Hampshire. Couldn't do anything in Nevada, because he didn't have the tools that were there. And he spent a hell of a lot of time in Iowa. And they were a little more tolerant of looking at some new things that are out there. Then South Carolina came along. Joe Biden went South Carolina, but all those states, particularly the influence of the South in those, really made it where they said, on Buttigieg, on Bernie, what we're going to do is get behind Biden. And I think that just is the natural order of things that made it all kind of come out that way. They were trying, and it was a, just like Bernie was a recipient of the Hillary Clinton problem, I think Biden is a recipient of the Bernie problem. And I'm not sure that translates into votes in November. Let's try to fit in George here. George, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
George, how are you?
I'm doing great. Always good to hear your voices. And
good to hear from you, my brother.
Well, thank you. What about taking some money out of the stock market and giving it away, like to grandchildren and stuff? Is there any kind of benefit to that?
I wouldn't take it out and give it to them. I'd give them the stock.
And just hold on to it.
Or just put the stock in their name, and if you want to really give them a benefit.
Right, and will I have to pay on that money?
If you gift it to them when they sell it, is that your cost basis that you gave it to them? But you remember, okay, if you open a UTMA account, Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, they basically can earn $600 without any tax on it.
But they'll pay the tax on it.
They'll pay the tax above the $600. And they may have, it depends on how dependent they are. If you mark them as dependents, they end up on your tax return.
I got one 38-year-old that says dependent and order me a pizza and all that. Is that the same thing you're talking about?
No. I can't imagine you have a 38-year-old.
Listen, I hope that's not bad asking you shop questions, you know, about you, with your work.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, listen, I sure enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Let's fit David in here. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your week out right.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm great, David. How are you, my friend?
Oh, doing fine. You know, compared to Bernie, Biden may be more of a centrist, but if he's espousing putting Beto and Rourke in charge of gun control, that is not centrist.
Well, to keep here's another thing to think about, and as we watch the Bernie movement go through this primary process, let's say he's not going to win, but let's say that he's getting 35-40% of the vote every time. Well, when you really look at that, that's still a lot of people. And you remember, Bernie's people turned their back on Hillary Clinton at the convention,
right,
when she got up to speak. And how does Joe get those people over to Joe's camp? And I'm not sure that, I think what he's going to have to do is going to have to be damn liberal at doing it. And then how do you keep the moderates?
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, he's trying to basically the proverbial burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
And it's going to meet in the middle somewhere and burn itself out. So, you know, I just don't see it. You know, I mean, he may pull some, you know, espousing using, you know, Beto as part of his cabinet or whatever. But I just don't see him being able to remain as quote unquote a centrist if those are the people he's kind of, espousing.
Well, if you think about it, he's not espousing, he's not using middle of the road type terminologies and platforms and things like that. I mean, he's pretty far left.
And also, right, I think this get the band back together, and by the band, I mean the Obama Biden administration, number one, right, comes with a lot of baggage. That's really what he's going to do. And number two, hey, let's get the Eagles back together, but Don Henley and Joe Walsh won't be there. Yeah, it's just like, what are you talking about?
They could play that thing, yeah.
You know the thing. With steely knives and, you know, the rusty blades.
Yeah, all that other stuff.
And
that stuff, yeah. So anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Starting your weekend on a Monday with the Dan Morris Show. Hitting all sorts of topics here. Dropped off. Just about to go. That's what happened. About to go to him and they drop off. Let's play the last clip of Frank Luntz. The media and Biden and Warren Elizabeth blames her losses on sexism.
Well, let's add to your emails by asking this question. Do you think that many journalists who spent a lot of time on Twitter, who wanted somebody new and exciting and maybe more progressive, underestimate the extent to which there were a lot of rank-and-file Democrats who were at least willing to vote for the more moderate, in Democratic terms, candidate, meaning Joe Biden?
I do agree with you that they underestimated him. And the fact is, go back to 1972, that's 24 nominating conventions. No candidate has won the first three individual contests and not then gone on to win the nomination. So if Bernie Sanders doesn't win, and now Joe Biden's clearly the front runner, this is historic. What happened to Joe Biden in the last 96 hours has never happened before, and it's partially because the media and how it covered the South Carolina victory. And frankly, it's because Joe Biden has been a better candidate over the last 7 days.
Yeah, we ought to give him a little bit of credit and not take all of the credit or blame for the media. Last question.
Exactly.
You mentioned Elizabeth Warren declining over time in the polls, and had perhaps the polls and even the press was slow to pick that up. But now there's this whole debate that, oh, she lost because of sexism that we talked about earlier on the program. Do you think that was a factor?
Absolutely not. Remember, about 55 to 57% of the Democratic primary and caucus electorate are women. So if women aren't voting for her, by definition, how can it be sexist? She should have won the vast majority of women. She did not. And the idea of blaming sexism when this is just of Democrats is absurd.
I went back and looked at that number. Texas, North Carolina, Virginia, 57%. And she did not win any women's group in any of the states.
It's a sad excuse. Did you hear Trump's response to the sexism question?
No.
Here, listen to this.
Do you think sexism was a factor in Elizabeth Warren pulling out? And do you believe you will see a female president in your lifetime?
No, I think lack of talent was her problem. She had a tremendous lack of talent. She was a good debater. She destroyed Mike Bloomberg very quickly, like it was nothing. That was easy for her. But people don't like her. She's a very mean person, and people don't like her. People don't want that. They like a person like me that's not mean. I'll see you guys.
That's great. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How are you, Dan?
I'm good, Jacob. And you?
I'm doing great. I actually just had a baby this morning.
Wait, say that again?
I said I just had a baby this morning.
You did? Boy, did you call some scientists? Because they want to talk to you.
I just had one quick question.
Well, first of all, tell me about the baby. Boy, girl?
my third child, little boy, 6 pounds, 14 ounces, 8.5 inches long, has a baby.
How was the weight?
6 pounds, 14 ounces.
Oh, right. Congratulations, Jacob. And tell Mama congratulations.
I'll do that.
She did all the heavy lifting.
Right. She definitely did. My question is, I know just about all of the United States has seen where Joe Biden said that he was withholding money to Ukraine. How can he even still be a candidate when it's pretty proven that he's crooked? Like, that's I don't understand, like, even with him saying it out of his own mouth on video and everybody seeing it, how is he still a candidate to run as president?
Great question, and the answer to that is he says the reason he did is because the IMF and the Obama administration wanted him to do that. They wanted to. That was the way to clear up corruption. Now, the problem is I've never heard an Obama administration this high up that says, yeah, that's right, we did. Tell him that. That would go a long way. I mean, I think he just made it up myself. I think he makes up a lot of other things.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Senator Lindsey Graham, is the investigation going forward into that? Or
no, that's going to be Senator Ron Johnson, which you will hear from in the final hour of the show, talking about that. And he's pretty damn tenacious on this thing. I also want to have Nunes do a few comments, too.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, they talk about how crooked Trump is and blah, blah, blah. Well, let's pull his skeletons out of the closet and see what he's really got to say.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. If Biden is the nominee, he better watch out, because something's going to happen with this thing.
Yeah, I agree 110%.
And what they're going to do is they're going to yell, foul, foul, foul. You know, Trump's doing this for political purposes. Nothing to this. It's all made up. Fake news. I mean, they're going to get every trick in the book on this thing. And the question will it be a Rudy Giuliani that does it? Will it be a Lindsey Graham? Or will it be a third person we don't know about yet? Like a newspaper person.
Probably just to keep everybody's mouth shut that says that Rudy's terrible and Trump's terrible and they're all crooked. They're in it for their own gain. I'm a huge Trump supporter, but let's get somebody like we had in the hearings that wasn't actually for Trump, but still defended him. Like
Jonathan Turley.
Right. I don't like Joe Biden and I don't like Bernie. I've been screaming Trump since the beginning, so that's just how
Jacob, I'm really impressed that you called me on your child's birthday. My son's birthday was yesterday, so March 9th is a good time to, 8th and 9th are good times to have birthdays.
Right. Well, happy belated birthday to your son.
Thank you, Jacob. Thanks for calling, my friend. Thanks for sharing that, too.
Thank you.
Top of the hour break here, boys and girls. Final hour. Dan Marshall on a Monday coming right up.